This is the Young Investor for the New Investor podcast. Today, my portfolio value is $50,816, almost a $1,000 jump from yesterday, mainly due to the trust investors have placed into Apple and Microsoft, driving their stock value up respectively by 3.68% and 2.3%. Now, as I did mention on my previous episode, positive or negative fluctuations overnight on the stock market are normal, and you must stay focused on the long term, as by history, stocks have always performed well and gained value over time. Now, that brings me back to the purpose of this podcast. When I decided to change my financial fate last year, I wanted to educate myself. So I looked, obviously, online for content that could help me. So I went on YouTube and looked like everyone was actually trying to sell you something. So I could not find content that were practical or rich enough to allow me to reflect on my own situation and form my own opinions and progress. So I went on podcast platforms. I typed the words investors, and there were a series of podcasts, but all made for the advanced or the seasoned investor, by seasoned investor for seasoned investors. I needed to know more about, but none were focusing on the actual process of getting to their level. So it was therefore for me actually paramount to educate myself by consolidating all the contents from all possible platforms on the internet, reading hundreds of articles frequently, reading financial statements, researching technical terms in more details, talking to people. But none of this would have happened, actually, if I had not taken this leap of faith in the very beginning to simply start investing, overcoming fear of losing everything, which was simply untrue. So I'm certainly not a professional host or one of those speakers that pumps your day up. I think it was simply important to create a podcast with a genuine objective, not only to share the day-to-day journey of one trying to reach life changing financial objectives, but also try and assist others who have that same intent. So I will certainly and entirely be honest, I am doing this for myself as well, so I stay disciplined on my path. It is a sort of a therapy for sure, as anyone knowing me one day would tell you that I simply loved to spend money and never had any plans that had money in it in the future. So basically the perfect customer. If people listen, that's great, but if not, well, this is at least helping one person, I guess. So it doesn't matter how much money you make, what type of work you do, or how much your family depends on you. The important is to start reevaluating yourself and find within your source of income a percentage you can allocate to invest. With even $100 a month, you can own company shares that actually pays dividends. So I believe the most important burden to tackle as of today is to review your lifestyle, clear outstanding debts, and start investing that extra cash. Now, easier said than done for sure, but we all know the meaning of working hard, and I am sure you can put the same level of efforts and commitments you pour out daily at your workplace into making sure you start rebalancing your finances and create wealth today. Once again, I only had $2,600 on the 30th of January 2018, and you will witness through this journey that I will reach my objective through discipline and hard work. Now, allow me to advise you on a few people that have actually helped me at multiple levels and in short period of time by just listening to them. I think one guy I really actually enjoy listening to, his name is Gary Vaynerchuk, or Gary V, G-A-R-Y-V-E-E. You can find him on all possible social media platforms, and he has a great podcast as well. This guy simply pours unlimited amount of value to his listeners and is simply practical. he will focus on mindset, self-awareness, and positivity. A good person to follow, and will certainly continue. I am sure he will touch many people's lives. So please do follow him. He's a good person to listen to. Another person, I would say, Warren Buffett. He's a legendary investor and one of the richest person in the world now. He keeps it simple, really, and is fascinating to listen to. I keep track of his investments, and it certainly does not hurt to align with him in your own investment strategy, as if he decides to purchase a stock of a company, you can be sure he did the homework and that he sees growth in that company in the upcoming 10 years. And remember, we focus on the long term. There is a good website that tracks his investments, their volume, their date of purchase, the stock price on that date. Now, he gets a discount as he usually purchases millions of shares, but a very good indicator nevertheless. Go to www.warrenbuffettstockportfolio.com. Great source of information. Another person I really like listening to is Phil Town, from Rule Number One Investor. I like to watch his YouTube episodes as they're really short but straight to the point. He will certainly touch points and questions the new investor thinks about. He does not try to sell you anything. He keeps it real. He's clear. I think he's a good person you should also start listening to. Now, I hope that this episode has brought you value in your next step towards your financial freedom. Happy to learn more from you as well. Feel free to reach out, and I wish you all a fantastic day ahead. And again, thank you for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.